wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Well, Sam, it finally happened. Three episodes in. Only three. That's all we made it to. And we're already having to re-record this goddamn show.
I've got such a busy schedule. I can barely do the podcast, John. This is too much.
I know. I asked you if we could re-record and you're like, just talk to my agent, see if they can fit it in. And here we are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really happy to be here, but whatever.
Well, okay, so nothing technically went wrong with the episode. It was just that, and it sucks because you and I talked about this before we started. We were trying to figure out which days were best to record at and then when we should release. And if you, nobody really knows this, but we actually record on Fridays, usually Friday evening, and then the episode goes out on a Monday. Today is a Monday, but in between when we stopped recording on Friday and today, when the episode was supposed to go out, we're recording this on Monday now. A bunch of news came out and the episode was just irrelevant just in a few minutes, just like that. And we were afraid that would happen. But we thought that, you know, Fridays would be a good day because it's the end of the week. No one's going to post anything new on a Friday or during the weekend. So we'll be fine when the episode comes out. And we weren't. We were not fine because of Mark Gurman.
Thanks, Mark. I think John leaked when we recorded to Mark Gurman, and then Gurman was like, "All right, I'll just put out like this little tidbit that Apple's not having the event on March 16th." And I mean, we recorded a great episode. I probably think it was my favorite ep personally. We had some really good like stories we were sharing, and
It's all gone.
And now it's gone forever. It'll come out of the vault.
Do we have that now? We have a lost episode.
Whoa, this is going to be lore for like the future. People be like, I remember when I was there for the lost episode.
And it happened only three episodes in. What the hell are we going to do? Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. We're back.
Well, speaking of agent, and because I said that you would have to have your agent fit this into your schedule, I just got contacted. The weirdest thing ever. I don't think I should say exactly what it was, because I feel like I'm afraid if it's confidential, if I'll get in trouble. I don't know. They didn't say it's confidential. Either way, I got literally right before we recorded. I haven't had time to process this, but somebody contacted me from a certain streaming platform. I don't know. I'm not going to say which streaming platform, and asked to speak with me. Not like a streaming platform like a YouTube, but something that you would pay a subscription for that has originals and stuff. They reached out to me and I don't know why. What do I possibly do that would be of any interest to said streaming platform, mystery streaming platform? It's the weirdest email I think I've ever gotten.
The only hint I'll give is that you can find it on the net.
on the net.
And I when you told me about that, first of all, congratulations, because that's really,
well,
really
don't
exciting.
Congratulate me now. I don't know what it's for. It could be for something terrible.
Even being like asked to do that is pretty huge to me.
What if they're like, we are making a documentary about fake leakers and and we pick you
and you're the shiny well, rumors are swirling that you're going to be the target of a massive takedown.
Me?
Yeah.
You're no. The rumors also include you, bud.
Your face was 30% proportionally larger than mine on the thumbnail. Nah.
There's a huge conspiracy theory going on. It's crazy, Sam.
I know. We're gonna lose our jobs. I think YouTube's gonna be like, I think they're gonna be taking us off the platform. Speaking of which, well, congratulations again for at least being contacted by it. But I had a really interesting experience today. I can't go into the details of what it was about, but what? I participated in a YouTube I signed an NDA. I participated in a YouTube research survey.
Is this breaking the NDA?
No, I don't, because I'm not saying, like, they do these, this is public info that they like run YouTube surveys and they reach out to like creators from time to time. So basically they're just like testing this new thing. Ambiguous. God, I'm going to get sued. My channel's going to be gone.
Yeah, I think we both just fucked ourselves. Yeah, my opportunity with the mystery streaming service, and now YouTube's going to be like, hey man, what the... You just signed this thing and now today you said it on your podcast. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So I can't say what it's about. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Will you tell me privately?
No, I would be breaking the NDA, John.
Nah.
Okay, if what I can say yes now, then they're like, well, we have audio evidence of like you. No, I'm not. I can't share anything. It's I take my NDA seriously. Apple, if you're listening, know that I would also do the same for you.
Oh, Apple's not gonna.
Can I simp?
Go ahead,
Tim. This is from me to you. I really big fan of your products. Really, really big fan of the company. And I think we could, John and I, if we got like a little exclusive first look at like one of the products this year, we could really do a lot for your brand.
But what if one of us is getting the exclusives without Tim's permission?
I'd like to announce my departure from the Genius Bar. We had a great few episodes, but I am no longer associated with the act known as John Prosser.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's crazy. Everything's, you know, people getting opportunities left and right. Life doesn't feel real sometimes.
It does. And you know what else is terrible? It's the sun is out right now currently while I'm recording, which I'm not used to that. That's awful.
It's a new, I'm looking out my window right now. It's kind of a whole new vibe. I was going to get on my boosted board today and like.
You have a boosted board?
Yeah, dude.
I would break my asshole so fast.
John, it's so fun. You got to get one. Well, okay, you have to buy them. You know that they're like out of business, right?
Really?
Yeah, dude. They went under like a year ago, but probably
because they only sold like 4 a year.
Somebody bought all their stock. So you can go to like boostedboardusa.com and they have like new stock of all their products. So you can actually like buy a boosted board still, which I still think is like the best in the industry.
Even though they're not making new ones?
No. Yeah. The company like went under and they sold their like patents to, they sold their patents to Lime, the Lime scooter company, which is really interesting.
Oh. Rest in spaghetti, never forgetty.
Well, yeah, it's really fun. It's just nice that the weather is fixed. We can finally go outside, maybe.
So I think we should get like just like lav mics that we can wear, and we'll just both be on boosted boards and try to record the show that way. And you'll probably hear me die. Listen, hey, but if I die, you got to post the episode anyway.
Okay. Yeah. That's Would you want that? You want me to monetize your death?
Hell yeah. Yeah, Jesus. I want you don't tell Karina, but you can have all the money.
Oh, yes.
From the episode, yeah. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Oh, just from the episode? I thought you meant like your entire net worth.
Oh, no, yeah, nope.
Oh, okay.
No, well, but if you have, I give you express permission. If you have audio of me dying, you can post it and monetize it in whatever way you'd like.
Oh my God, that would be the most, I don't think I could. Could you imagine? I'm just like.
You have to. It's my last dying wish. I want you to do that. I'm asking you to do that as my friend.
Okay, well, hopefully we won't have to have this conversation for like 70 years.
You have to honor my memory. Yeah. Okay. I hope we're not still recording anything when I'm 70.
You think you're going to stop being a content creator one day?
I mean, so I struggle with that internally because I'm like, there's two things that I'm very afraid of. But there's, okay. One, I'm afraid of, the usual people losing interest sort of deal. And not caring about you anymore, because then it's kind of over. You should go do something else.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm scared of the absolute most is losing touch, if that makes sense. Like making the wrong moves and making content that doesn't connect with an audience anymore, but not seeing it.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Being like blind to it.
Yeah. So like just sort of killing my own career, but not seeing it while it's happening and just embarrassing myself.
That's
so
fair.
So probably right now as we start this podcast.
I mean, no, that I felt about that in similar, like, I don't know, along the same lines of like, it's so interesting. Like my parents are like, I don't know how to do this with technology. And I'm always like, am I ever going to hit that point myself? Like we're both very into like, you know, tech and Apple products or whatever. And I'm always afraid I'm going to get to a point. Okay, here's an example of where I feel like this, but I think I've come around, is like TikTok. Like for the longest time, I was like, I don't get TikTok. TikTok's dumb. It's just a bunch of kids. And then like I realized when my friends would hold like hour-long conversations about like TikToks that were funny or that they watched, I was like, this is like a phenomenon. This is not a phenomena. Like this is going to keep happening. And yeah. I felt like I was missing out. And like, so I've started to post on there on and off, but it's still like a platform that I'm like, oh, like dancing to music, like kids dancing to music. That doesn't appeal to me. Uh-huh. I don't get it. And I feel like clearly, you know, I'm wrong because I don't have 100 million followers on anything. Right. So there we go. I guess I've already hit my worst fear. Yet dude, nobody's ever going to... PewDiePie's still like the only person that has 100 million.
Well, yeah, I guess the only individual person with 100 million.
T-Series.
Yeah. Who's the other thing? He just got a video taken down over this. Cocomelon, is that it?
I'm not sure. I actually haven't watched his channel.
It's a YouTube channel for kids.
Oh, my... Oh, that does like songs and stuff.
Yes. That's... Yeah. Dude, hey, if our tech career fails... That's what we're doing, okay?
We're making songs for kids. I want to make a children's song
with. Now we should just do it just for the show. We'll try our hardest to make a song.
Should we drop a mixtape?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be fun.
We should do a diss track. That's what we should do. We should do a diss track towards Tim.
You want to hear the cringiest thing that I've ever done in my life?
I've heard you say a lot of things that you've done, so this better be good. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, I see. Okay, yeah, fair. Duly noted. So sophomore year of college, when the iPhone 8 came out, it was, mm-hmm. Released alongside the iPhone 10. And this is something I've never shared publicly because I lost the audio file, but I actually made a diss track on the iPhone 8, like a rap diss track.
Oh my God, it's gone? You lost it?
I'm pretty sure I don't have it any longer.
Sam,
and it was,
we've got to find it.
John, I can't. I would have to
promise me that you'll look. At least you'll look for it.
John, I could not. It is the most uncomfortable, you talk about out of touch, cringe. It like just I am shriveling up in my chair thinking about the idea that this was ever real.
That's the point. Now you know it's bad. So it's not like you're posting it hoping for a good reaction. So I think, dude, I'm telling you, we got to find it. Oh. I'll help you find it. I will go there. I'll go to your house and we'll search through all the hard drives. And we will find it.
Man, I really hope that it was destroyed in like a fire that never happened because
Did it have a name?
I know it was just iPhone 8 diss track.
Oh.
And I was just basically making a juxtaposition between how the iPhone 8 looked dumb in comparison to the iPhone 10 and how Apple shouldn't have made it because it was worthless.
And it's gone.
I think it's gone.
No, Sam.
I'll re-record. I'm sure I have the lyrics written somewhere.
You can't just re-record. Hey, that's not the same. No. You've got to find the original because you could re-record it now, but you re-recording it knowing it was bad. There's a different confidence that was probably in your voice back then, thinking this was fucking gold.
Yeah, you're right.
I need it.
Yeah, I mean...
There's no way it's gone forever, right? I mean, there's got to be a copy of it just floating around somewhere.
I don't know, man. I don't think we have it. Like, I think it's just gone forever.
I refuse to accept that.
I know. Listen, I don't want it to be gone. Yeah, I think it's gone.
I refuse. I don't accept that. We're going to find it, Sam.
It's sad. It's a very sad time out here.
All right. Well, we got some news to talk about because it's an Apple podcast. But first, I want to say thanks to our sponsor. We got a first sponsor 3 episodes in.
Yeah, let's go. Woo! We love our sponsor. Shout out to WeVPN. WeVPN. John, you've done some stuff with WeVPN, right?
Oh, I love them. I love them, and now they're our best friends over here at Genius Bar, at least as long as they keep paying us to say that. I mean, obviously, you know what a VPN is, right, Sam? It's like an internet condom. You put it on, and it protects you from all internet STDs.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be raw dogging the internet out here in 2021 because you could catch something. I mean, you could, more importantly, you could just... have somebody be spying on you. Like, imagine if you were doing something private in the intimacy of your home, you'd close the window, right? You wouldn't just leave it open.
Exactly.
And that's why you use a VPN.
It's even better. Yeah. It's what's crazy about it is it protects you from all the internet STDs, but unlike a condom, when you wear the internet condom, the VPN, the internet doesn't even know you're in it. that's the big difference. And it doesn't, listen, even if you're doing something sketchy or whatever, that's fine. But even if you're not, there's a lot of people that need VPNs that are like, I'm not going to use one because I'm not doing anything sketchy or mm-hmm. anything like that. But that's not the whole benefit there. There's a lot of benefit that comes with just streaming content. Let's say that you are in Canada and you want to watch a Netflix show, your favorite Netflix show, but it's US only. So you can't watch it in Canada. It's restricted in Canada. You turn on WeVPN. You can pick from any of their server locations. A lot of them are in the US. You just say, hey, I'm in the US, WeVPN. It'll go, hey, look, Netflix, he's in the US. And then boom, your content is unlocked.
Yeah.
It's super easy. And it's across all of your devices, your TV, your phone, your desktop, all of them. Yeah. Very, very simple.
I use one every single day. My mom uses one for work. Like, I'm going to be upfront with you guys. I don't do anything sketchy, but I like to use it because especially like now living in an apartment building, like there, you know, AT&T's like, oh, here's your internet. And it's good internet. But like, right. I just want some anonymity. Like I don't want, because I'm looking up Apple products all the time, me to see more Apple ads. Like that just makes me uncomfortable because I like some level of anonymity. I like that privacy. And that's the benefit you get when you use WeVPN.
And you can save 62% off. We have a special link, Sam. It's wevpn.com/geniusbar. That's the name of this podcast. I'll leave a link to it down in the description or in the show notes below. Go sign up for it today. I use it on my phone. I literally currently have it on my iPhone. I have it on my desktop. The speeds are crazy. I've used a lot of VPNs, and usually they slow you down at least a little bit, and it's noticeable. But with WeVPN, I don't notice it at all. Don't know how they do it. I think it's witchcraft. WeVPN.com/geniusbar. Okay, Sam. So we had to record the episode.
What, John, why do we have to re-record? I can't even remember. Oh.
Well, you see, what happened was there was a good chunk of that episode where we talked about a March 16th Apple event.
You're telling me that's not happening? What?
According to a certain Mark Gurman, there is no event happening on March 16th. March 16th, by the way, was a date that I gave last year, which I'm guessing it was wrong. If Mark Gurman's saying it is wrong, I mean, I don't have any like further information that would make me feel confident in going against Mark on this one, being like, actually, but we'll see. Apparently, all the rumors were pointing towards a March 16th event. It wasn't just the date that I gave last year. There was also like some current reporting, quote unquote, current reporting from like the last few weeks, also giving that date of March 16th, saying that there was an Apple event. But there's not. All I know is, so sources are confusing because there are the sources that are giving me this information specifically, I have a better source that I'll probably have updates from within the next couple of days. But a couple sources that speak strictly Chinese, the translation's a little messed up. So they're saying press release and event, but I can't tell if it's a press release and then an event, or if they're trying to tell me that there's going to be a press release announcing an event.
I mean, they don't usually do a PR release for like an event announcement.
No,
though.
No, they do. But again, a thing that's lost in translation. Yeah. They show it on the the events page or something.
Yeah. Maybe
announce an event.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're saying. Maybe they're also referring to just like the press releases that drop after an event. Like they're saying you're going to get those after.
And sometimes Apple will. For like a product that they're not going to talk about in the event, they'll drop a press release for like a few weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
And then have the event. So I'm not sure. I mean, what I've heard of for that event is iPad, that's iPad Pro, AirTags, finally getting AirTags. I know, Sam, you don't care about them anymore.
No, I mean, does anybody?
Did you ever care, or have you just given up because we've been talking about them for so long?
Well, I'm going to answer that question with a question. Do you care about AirTags still?
I care a lot about AirTags, yeah.
What? John, it's a tag.
I think I might be biased, though, because I released the design. Yeah. I leaked the render, and I want to actually see that thing officially.
You know what? That's actually a good point. I mean, I've absolutely lost interest. Like, I've gone through waves. Like, just when we thought they were coming out in the fall, I got, like, excited again, and, you know, then they didn't happen. And, like, I got excited about them when they were first announced. But we haven't seen any like new development. Like the only thing that's changed is you gave us the first look, which was sick. And then no other features have been like talked about. Like it's just like, oh, tracking tag, AR features. But that has been consistent for 2.5 years. Like that has not changed. No one has been like, oh, actually, I mean, I guess we're still kind of iffy on the removable battery thing.
Yeah. Do you think it'll change? Like, do you think your opinion will change once Apple gets on stage and tells you how to feel about them? Because we can have our own interpretations of what products are and their use case, but when Apple actually like explains to us and apples it up because it's magical and tells you what they think it's used for or why they are excited about it, do you think it'll change your opinion?
I mean, I'm not a sheep, so I'm not just going to eat whatever they tell me, but I mean, I don't think so. I really don't. Like will I be more excited than I am now to actually see the product? Yes, there's no question about that. Do I think that long-term that excitement will remain like a product like it does for me, like on Apple Watch, AirPods, Mac? I don't think so. I mean, unless this is going to, you know, cure my depression out here. I don't know. I don't have a use case like for AirTags for me, other than like, yeah, I'll put it on like my skateboard. I'll put it on my booster board. Like, I'll put it on my camera bag. I'll put it, you know, there. I will buy these. I'm not going to say I'm not going to buy these. It's just like, I don't know if I can be excited. I've never, like, a Tile is cool, but I'm not excited about a Tile. It's a little accessory, you know? Little buddy.
Well, okay. Everyone, let us know at Genius Barcast on Twitter. Let us know if you're excited about AirTags. I am excited, but I can't tell, honestly, if I'm excited for the product and its potential, or if I'm just excited because I want to see, you know, officially the design from Apple release somewhere matching, you know, our renders for it. I don't know if that's just, you know, my brain doing this biased thing where it's like, oh, we want to see the Apple make this image that you made with the other computer. I don't know if that's it or if I am actually excited about the product, but iPad Pro, AirTags, a magic keyboard for iPad Pro. And I don't know why, like maybe because this iPad Pro is slightly thicker.
Dude,
did you know that?
Yeah, I remember reading it, but if they make me rebuy this $300 Magic Keyboard, I'm going to be very upset.
I mean, that
isn't it $300? Am I crazy?
I think so. I don't want to say that's why they're doing it. I want to say they're just updating it, but I mean, I wouldn't put it past Apple either to release a whole new one because it's like a millimeter thicker. Be like, oh, sorry, old one doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've also seen that it's actually going to be about 1% smaller, like body wise, dimension wise. I ran the numbers and it's going to be approximately, well, I mean, if you do length width, it'll be 1% smaller. And then, I think the depth is increasing. But like, even a 1% change, like you're telling me those magnets are going to be misaligned. Like, yeah.
I mean, but what, here's the thing. Would you be surprised if that's what they did? Would it surprise you?
Here's a counter argument to why I wouldn't be surprised. Apple Watch bands have never changed in 6 years.
That's true.
But that is also a much greater ecosystem, to play my own devil's advocate.
And yeah, those haven't really changed, even though technically like the sizes have changed a bit, but that's just because of the display, right?
Yeah.
The displays and the bezels have changed.
Yeah.
Not the actual physical dimensions.
I mean, listen, if it's like a couple, I don't know, if it was significant, like 10% thinner, okay, then maybe that makes sense. But also, like, I don't know, I think a lot of people would just keep the Magic Keyboard. I mean, also, what else would they add to the keyboard? Like, you think it's just going to be a size kind of change?
I don't know. I just, that's all I've heard is an update to the Magic Keyboard.
Do you think it would maybe just be coming for like the iPad mini or something?
Oh, God. I didn't think about that. Maybe.
I mean, that's my only guess.
A tiny little one.
That also seems, I don't know. Do you think we're going to see an iPad mini for real though?
I mean, I don't know. There's two sources. One said specifically iPad Pro and the other said iPads. And so I don't know if they mean just iPad Pro or if there is like another iPad. I mean, we're not getting the baseline iPad, right? Because that came last year, at the end of last year.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that.
It literally only leaves the door open for an iPad mini if there's more than iPad Pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I think the 12 Max is so huge. Do we even need an iPad mini?
No, we don't. I've been saying this in my personal life for a long time.
And I feel like they learned their lesson with minis this year.
Yeah. Oh, poor iPhone 12 mini. Did you? Were you a Pro Max guy or are you a mini guy?
I'm just a regular Pro guy.
Nice. Same.
Yeah. Same. So I used to, the 5.8 inches on the 10S?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 5.8 inches?
Yep.
That was like the perfect size for me.
Same.
That was a perfect phone.
Same.
Yeah.
I actually missed it.
It was so good. Yeah. It's like the perfect one-handed. It was barely one-handed, but it was like the perfect use for me.
Yep.
If I wanted something bigger, I'd grab my iPad and be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what? 6.1 inches, the new one, iPhone 12?
Yep.
Pro? I like it. When I got it, it was the size difference for me was pretty big. Like holding it, I was like, because I went from the 10S to the 12 Pro.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I got to 12 Pro, I was like, oh God, this is too big. I don't want this.
Wait. But then you didn't have the iPhone 11 at any point?
Uh-uh.
What?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
You call yourself an Apple YouTuber? No, you don't. But I do, and that's offensive to me.
Well, good. Be offended.
What?
Be offended.
Dude, how could you live an entire year not on the best phone?
Dude.
God, I sound so privileged and entitled right now. Holy shit.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. sitting there with your AirPods 2 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but I don't
use... You don't even use the Pros. You use the AirPods 2 and you're talking shit to me.
I just don't... Okay, my thing is there's like no limit to the amount of money I'll spend on things that I use every day.
Mm. But I didn't spend money.
Like, you know, not to...
I didn't spend money on my 12 Pro. It was sent.
Oh, really? You got it sent?
Yeah, D-Brand sent it.
Dude, I can't get into contact with them. They don't have their DMs open.
They don't?
No, I think they closed
them. I'll have them message you.
Okay.
I'll DM them and be like, hey, just send the worst meme imaginable to Sam just out of nowhere. He'll understand.
Are they actually robots over there? Do you know?
No. I can't confirm or deny.
I think they are. Oh,
yeah,
wait,
thanks.
Speaking of
D-Brand,
robots,
they're pretty great.
Did you see that Daft Punk is breaking up?
I did. I saw that.
Oh.
I like when I was waking up today and I didn't know where I was. I looked at it and I thought they died. Like,
yeah,
actually died.
That would have been horrible.
Like, I was groggy, and then I saw the, like, what, 1995 to 2000 or 2021? Yeah. Was it 1995?
I think so.
And I was like, oh, what? They died? that was what my sleepy brain did. I was like, oh no, that sucks. How'd they both die?
Yeah, very sad. But
you're sad about it?
Yeah, I like Daft Punk a lot. I mean, I don't know. They're branding. I just love like their branding of like the robots.
Uh-huh.
It was just so good.
I'm sure we'll get like a reboot someday.
Oh, dude, I can dream. I was already talking to one
reunion.
Of my friends about it. We're both very sad, but you know, in the meantime, we'll just keep dreaming about this March event.
That is that may or may not happen. I was told that there is an event happening. I'm afraid, Mark say that there was no event happening?
No. So in an exclusive tweet to @AppleTrack on Twitter, the world's best Apple blog, I wrote a story about it. And I was like, hey, like probably no March event, when he, you know, specifically called out that like fake leak stuff and was like, yeah, nothing on the 16th. He's like, narrator, there won't be one. I was then like, oh, obviously I'm interested in this. I'm going to write about it. So I wrote about it. And then he replied to our story and said, I was referring to no event only on the 16th.
Oh, because the title of your Apple Track article was that there was no event in March.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, his exact reply was, the headline was, Apple may not hold the March 2021 event. He replied, I was referring to no event on March 16th.
Okay, I feel a little bit better. I didn't see that tweet from him.
Yeah.
But like I just said, I was told that there is an event, so now I don't look completely stupid. So
yeah. No, I believe that they're going to do it as well. Because the way in our last episode, we were like, yeah, Apple does like kind of smaller events now. And that's how they disseminate information. And I think it's probably working. Like, we wouldn't be talking about it right now. Like,
yeah.
It gets us talking about events. And like, I don't know. They say that they hate rumors. I think deep down, they love
yeah,
it.
They definitely, yeah, they're all about it.
Like, just imagine if we didn't talk about it.
So instead of the once or twice a year massive product drops after an event, and that's kind of it, and then the rest of the year is like a dry spell or just, you know, rumors. I love these tiny little events that are spread out mm-hmm. throughout the year. Like the end of last year was fucking awesome.
Yep.
I'll never forget like that back to back to back those events at the end of last year. And I really hope that as terrible as COVID is, it's the worst. But I hope that the good that comes out of that is we saw that virtual events really, really work. Like I would much rather have these events that they're doing now, like the heavily edited, live streamed events, pre-recorded events, rather than the traditional in-person cringy thing.
Really? You would, listen, I think for March stuff, it would be great, but man, there's something about live that is very fun because you feel like you're watching it with, like, when you're watching the pre-recorded, like, I always want to know, I'm like, where is Tim when this is going out? Like, mm-hmm. is he just is he at home just like drinking some tea? Like, where is like the exec team? Like, I guess they're just like, our work is done, you know? That
yeah.
I like,
And they're filmed like 2 or 3 months in advance.
Which is just wild to me because I feel like Apple's working on products down to the wire sometimes. Like how can they, I guess they could just switch out graphics.
Or yeah, the products that they're holding in the event are just like this, like it's a prototype held together by chewed up bubble gum and good luck.
Yeah, it just looks like the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, but so thinking about this a little deeper, I do like the pre-recorded events.
Okay.
I love that. I love seeing the heavily edited, like kind of spruced up, fancy live streams. But I got to be honest with myself and say that, you know, if that's how they would have announced the original iPhone, it wouldn't have been as memorable. There's something about doing it in front of a crowd that gets to see it for the first time and getting that reaction that when you look back at the history of things is really, really important. So I feel like me saying, oh, I really love these pre-recorded live streamed events is very short-sighted because I will have wished it would have all been in front of a live crowd a few years from now.
That's actually a really good point. Yeah, they're definitely less memorable. That's a really, really good way to frame that. I didn't think about it that way until right now. Yeah, because you're not like I don't, yeah, if you're asking me like what events I remember, I wouldn't have said anyone from the last year. Like if you were I remember like WWDC 2013 was like one of the most impactful events because they had that intro video that was like the traced text. I don't know if you remembered it or watched it, but they were like, it was like the Design by Apple in California thing. Mm-hmm. And it was, God, just like, I was just in my feels. I was like,
the first one in the Steve Jobs theater was incredible.
Mm, yeah.
Remember the intro for that?
Yeah. With the, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then Tim Cook, when Tim stepped on stage and, you know, they were quoting Steve and they built the theater in his honor. And it was so, so good. Yeah. None of that stuff would be quite as impactful or memorable in my mind if it was just an edited thing. Like, so all I guess this really puts it in perspective because out of all three of those events from last year, what was it? September, October, November. I don't remember a goddamn thing. All I remember is that I like them, but I can't even point out one moment from any of them where I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Like when I think of the events last year, there's not something that pops in my mind. Like when I was talking about the Steve Jobs theater, I immediately think of the way Tim was talking, the way he looked, the quoting of Steve Jobs before the event, the intro. Yeah. I remember all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that I remember from last year. Yeah. I remember seeing the 12 mini in a suitcase. That was it.
I remember whatever. Most memorable of last year was Craig with the laptop, the M1.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, that was more of a meme than a memorable, like it was just a joke, but yeah, I mean, I hope it comes back eventually. I also have a lifelong dream of attending an Apple event. Like, I've been manifesting this since like 2001. Apparently I'm not manifesting hard enough.
What if they were like, you can come, but you have to stop the podcast?
Oh, don't put me in that situation.
It's okay.
Is it like one event or like in perpetuity?
One event with the option of others, depending on how it goes.
Oh my God. That would actually be a really tough call.
Would it be?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, dude. Like, you don't realize, like, as a kid, I had this, like, vision of, like, being on stage at an Apple event one day because I was, like, super into Apple. And, like, just the opportunity to be there in the crowd with, like, other media people, like, you would have to enjoy that too, right? Like,
yeah,
imagine you're, like, shoulder to shoulder with, like, Gurmit. Like, it would be so fun. You see, like, Matthew Panzerino from TechCrunch and, like, Niley Patel from The Verge. And you're, like, it would just also be, like, a validation thing to be, like, whoa, like, I'm in this sea of journalists for doing what I do. And I'm just thinking like, you get to touch the product after the event right away. Like that's been always that's been the kicker for me is I'm like, not only do you get to see it live and feel the energy in the room, you get to touch the product and make a video about it right away. Like that's the most, imagine if a viewer could do that. Like you're talking about this rumor for AirTags and then they get to touch AirTags in like 30 minutes. It'd be crazy.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. But when I weigh my options, it's more beneficial. Like I there are too many benefits to me doing the things that don't allow me to go to an Apple event. And so I would keep doing those things instead of try to go to an event because, it's just better for my career that way. But I'm not going to lie. I would like to be at one. That would be great. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But
we've talked about this privately.
I accept the fact that they won't let me.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil Schiller blocked me on Twitter as it is.
That's crazy, dude.
I'm sure that, Yeah, I'm sure I wouldn't be allowed. But I would, if they want to invite me, I won't turn it down.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear. If I get an email from just, you know, Sir Timothy Cook, I will be like, yeah, sure, I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, that would be absolutely so fun, so phenomenal. Like, that would just be the dream. You get to, like, be with all these people that are, like, covering me. Oh, like, Marquez is there, TLD. Like, just, it would be, like, the whole, like, YouTube community, like, at an event. And, like, imagine that happens, like, 3 times a year. That would be so, that would just be the coolest thing ever. Like,
do you think they're going to go back to that anytime soon? Or do you think, okay, let's assume that COVID is no longer an issue. Like, we're good, it's done.
Yeah, it's provably safe.
They'll still do the pre-recorded events, or do you think we're going to go right back to the traditional Apple event?
I don't know. It could go either way, honestly, because I think Apple probably likes having complete control. Like, they don't have that moment with the iPhone X where Face ID doesn't work the first time they demo Face ID.
There you go. That's another memorable thing that happened that I remember.
At the same time, those are viral moments. Like, nothing... In the tech community, the like Craig MacBook thing went viral. I hate saying the word viral. I feel like, hey, this is KTLA reporting a viral news story. but for real, like the things that get socially shared and get talked about are the blunders and the wow. Like a Cybertruck moment. Like when the window shattered, that made it 1,000 million, whatever the comparison is, more shared and more people heard about it because of that.
I'm just laughing, just thinking about it.
Yeah, and I think that's just the same thing has happened at Apple events. Like the courage moment from the headphone jack, like that's their explanation. Or the pro stand moment, like where just how they were like, even the audience was just like silent when they announced the $1,000 pro stand.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. I think from like a big PR wise, they probably will. But I also think that the events are really good. To me, it would just be kind of cooler if, like, why don't they just do a live event with no audience? Because that's what they're doing already.
No, but no, I feel like that would hit differently. Like, it's paced in such a way that leaves room for an audience to react, and they're talking to people, like they're talking to a group of people. Whereas the live events, I feel like the cadence, the way they speak, everything is completely different. The pre-recorded ones. And I just feel like, so like an event like that would not work in front of a crowd. And also an event that would typically work in front of a crowd would not work without one.
Yeah. You know, you're right. They should just have like some Apple employees with masks on 7 feet apart.
I mean, that's what when they said that WWDC was going to be virtual, that's what I assumed.
Yeah.
I thought that it would be, you know, one that we would normally have in front of a crowd just without the crowd.
Yeah.
But then it was way better.
Yeah.
I want more of that. COVID's terrible, but it forced them to experiment with this, and I think I like it a lot better. I won't remember any of them, but I like it a lot better, I think.
Yeah. No, that's completely fair. I there's obviously big pluses with both. I think for me, I would just like more smaller live events. Like if they could just do the same pacing of events, but live, mm-hmm. I feel like that would be perfect for me. Just cause it's kind of fun to see like humans doing live stuff for like a product unveil. There's something magical about that I really enjoy.
Well, speaking of news that came out after we recorded that last episode, the lost episode that you'll never hear.
Yeah.
Images of AirPods 3 dropped.
Oh, baby. Did they drop?
Who'd it come from?
52audio.com.
Now, to be fair, didn't they like fake images just a couple months ago?
Mac Rumors has been big on that hype train. It's a leak, so you can't confirm it's real or fake yet.
Right. I mean,
here's why I believe 52 Audio.
That's what I heard also on the, I think I was talking about Mr. White, that Twitter account
mm-hmm.
that leaks stuff, sometimes leaks images specifically. I talked about one of his leaks on Front Page Tech. And he was claiming that it was like that it was AirPods 3. And one of the things that I said on the show was that that's not AirPods 3 because the case for AirPods 3, from what I've been told, is it's like someone took the AirPods Pro case and just smushed it a little bit. Like it's not as wide. So that's what I said on the show. And this image is exactly that.
Huh?
It's like the AirPods Pro case, but just mushed.
I think what probably happened is they took the dimensions of it and formatted the AirPods Pro X-ray imagery to fit in the size. So while the contents of the image are not true, probably the sizing is accurate because they've repeatedly shared it.
What do you think they did it on purpose? It's like a fake, or were they just...
No.
Do you think they did it to show people and it got lost in translation?
I probably just lost in translation. I fully believe this leak because 52 Audio, a lot of people forget, this is not their first thing that they've done. They shared those images of AirPods Pro back in middle of 2019, whenever it is like fake leak, whatever. It was actually, it was shared on Slash Leaks at the time.
Do they have a page on Apple Track?
They do not yet, but after
that's always my first thing when someone leaks them. I'm like, but what's your Apple
Track? They will, they'll be added. I wasn't 100% sure on them, but this is like the third time that they've shown us that they're legitimate and that they do a good job with their reporting. So I'm going to add them to the site. For sure, because this looks 100% legitimate to me. I'm looking at the images right now.
And just how you like it, no like silicon ear tips.
Well, I'm concerned because if you looked at the other images, not the physical picture that somebody took, but like
the renders, yeah, they have the ear tip.
So I am very concerned about that fit. I'm actually going to make, I'm going to put this in a video very soon this week. I don't know exactly when.
It doesn't really, looking at these other pictures, it doesn't really look like they would fit in your ear without them.
That's what scares me.
It kind of looks like you need them. So it's your worst nightmare.
I am holding my breath that they will be an optional attachment and that it will maybe fit better for some people. But like, there's a lot of people that do not like AirPods Pro because they don't work well.
I saw that a lot on Twitter.
And that's not an AirPods Pro thing. That's an in-ear headphone design that doesn't work for all humans because of the way ears work.
So you'd be all about this if they just didn't have the ear tips.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it fits in my ear like AirPods 2 do, then yeah. I think a lot of people also like the hard design. I think most people prefer like the AirPods Pro in-ear, but a lot of people like
I love AirPods Pro. I mean, you know that. We had a whole conversation about this. Yeah. But just like the quality of the fit, like the seal in your ear is so good. It's just so much better. And I think I told you I had originally got the AirPods 2, right? That's what they are. We're on the second one. And I like them, but part of the reason why I wanted to switch was because of the lack of a seal on the AirPods 2. It wasn't like they were uncomfortable or they fell out. It was just I wanted to feel like I was closed in and like it was just me and the audio sometimes. And with AirPods 2, that was impossible for me because there wasn't enough of a seal. Again, I'm not saying they weren't comfortable because they were, but I just prefer, maybe I'm just one of those people that just prefers ear tips on in-ear headphones.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair because a lot of people do. I get it. I don't think one is better over the other. It's just like what works better for you. I think they both have their benefits.
So in other words, this leak confirms that they're ruining AirPods for you.
I mean, potentially, like I said, because there's that one image, like wouldn't you think in the actual physical image they would have the ear tips? Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Like that's what's got me coming back to it. Like I keep looking at that image.
But it might just be because, you know, this is just the only prototype they got their hands on.
Yeah.
And it didn't have the ear tips.
Also just impressive. Like very rarely do we get an actual image of a product like this.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. I mean, like this is about as good as, I don't know what else I could ask for that would be better.
I mean, last year I sent you real images of AirPods Max, what was going to be AirPods Max, but I couldn't publish those. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, respect for them being able to publish them. So knowing what products look like, what prototypes look like before launch. I mean, so when I sent you AirPods Max, mm-hmm. you could clearly see why I couldn't release them, right?
Yeah.
Like the QR codes that were on them and there's a whole bunch of information.
Yeah.
On this image, though, that this prototype doesn't have anything on it. There's nothing that could, like, and it's just taken on like a gray table. There's no giveaways here.
Oh yeah.
So honestly, it's a really well leaked image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they seem to do a good job, and they got those other images. Like usually they'll even have somebody's hand in it, but this is just like nondescript. I mean, I could have taken this on my phone. I'm gonna be honest, yeah. John. I took this on my phone. I sent it to them. I have the new.
It was you,
dude. That's
you did.
I'm waiting for that day when somebody like gets a product early and makes a video about it. And then Apple's like, you're done.
You're done.
You're in possession of a product, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, this is a really good image. So what's the deal with, well, I mean, you report on this a lot. So the difference between these new AirPods 3 and the new AirPods Pro, I mean, AirPods Pro are going to have what, less of a stem, no stem at all?
Yeah, potentially they're going to go to like the Amazon Echo Google Bud type design, which is going to be wild. Part of me is also like,
is there going to be spatial audio on these AirPods 3?
I think there'll probably be spatial audio. That we know that there's not going to be noise cancellation. I don't know if there's going to be water resistance. Nobody's confirmed it. And then there's been rumors back and forth that they're either going to have an upgraded like H2 chip for the audio processor or they're not. Like, it's kind of been split, which is weird. Like, why would Apple not update it? To me, it would just be crazy to keep the same chip in AirPods 3 as they have. It's a 3-year-old. Yeah. It'd be a 2-3-year-old chip now, which would be weird considering that these won't get updated again for another 2 years. So
yeah, that was another Mr. White leak. I think he mentioned an H2 chip.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the other big upgrades are going to be. New design, obviously. I guess in-ear would absolutely be a selling point for some people. And I mean, I, as somebody who uses AirPods all the time to exercise, like I hope that they stay in as well. And I would love to see. Well, I forgot we actually heard a rumor a while back that they were going to maybe put a heartbeat sensor inside using an ambient light,
light sensor. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So perhaps these will be the first AirPods with a heartbeat sensor. To me, though, the feature that I say this every time we talk about like AirPods features and something that just makes more sense now than ever is to put some kind of heat measurement system in these so that you could take your temperature in your ear.
Oh, shit. I never thought about that.
Could you imagine if you are sitting at your desk at work and it says, hey, you might have a fever right now. And then you could not get everybody sick?
That'd be pretty great.
Like, COVID, like, that would change.
I like how, everything. Respect for your reasoning. I like how you were like, oh, so you check, see if you have a fever so you don't get anyone sick, whereas anyone else would be like, so I can leave work. So I can go home.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I mean, listen, I know if I've had this idea that, like, 50 engineers that make $300,000 a year at Apple have also had this idea, but.
Or not, and they're listening to the show going, oh my God.
I've said this, so I just, listen, I don't want any credit, I don't want any money, I just want to see this feature. Like, it makes too much sense. You can,
especially right now during COVID.
Yeah, aurally, you can take temperature. Like, it's not the most reliable mechanism, but hey, neither is taking blood oxygen through your wrist. So Apple did that. They can do the heartbeat sensor in conjunction with a thermometer. It just makes too much sense. Like, it just makes too much sense to have something in your ear, be able to give you, I don't even think it would be that hard. Like, there's small thermometers. Just like put a little bit of tech in there, you know?
Right.
just cram more stuff in this earbud that's like 3 millimeters long. The engineers listening, you're like, I hate this guy. I hate him.
Like the like weird use case stuff. Like it's for audio, it's for listening and stuff, but also you could take your temperature, see if you got fever.
Hey, Tim said in the interview the other day, he said he thinks Apple's gonna be most remembered for health and fitness and not for the iPhone.
Yeah, that's true.
Tim Cook leaks AirPods 3 feature. That's the title of the episode.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe is this inside information that you have, or are you just making it up? Can we just say it's inside information like all the other fake leakers?
No, I don't. I would.
No, it's real.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I yield my time.
So we also have a leaked, I don't know if you saw this today, but there's leaked video of a Samsung AR glasses competitor.
Sorry, what brand?
Samsung. But of course, it's... why did I say it that way? Samsung. But it's,
I'm not familiar with them. Are they like a new startup?
Yeah, they're kind of popular. Relatively new. Mm-hmm. You may or may not have heard of them. A video leaked of... And the reason I bring this up is because of, obviously, Apple Glass, their AR glasses. This is... The video that leaked, maybe we'll tweet a link to it or something on the at JeansBarCast account. They look pretty terrible. So
I did see this, and they look kind of goofy. I agree.
Used for like you could have a theater, watch movies through the glasses.
Wow,
how crazy is that?
Sunglasses mode, right?
Sunglasses mode, yeah.
Kind of cool.
So. it's not exactly the most exciting thing. And those, the features that they mentioned, like watching a movie in a theater or sunglasses mode.
Wow.
Sounds nice until you realize that you got to wear the, like, the actual frames themselves. So they are in the shape of glasses. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, those plasticky, like, 3D glasses you get at the theater. Remember theaters? Those were cool. Oh,
I can't wait to go back. I love going to the movie theater.
Like old, like these 3D glasses, like plastic thick frames. Yeah. That's exactly what these look like, except they're supposed to be the future. I would not wear these no matter what.
Yeah. Do you wear glasses?
I do. Yeah.
So I do too. So I like AR glasses for me, I'm like, I'm very interested, obviously. God, I'm just going to feel like such a nerd. Like when AR glasses are going to think, I'm going to feel like such a noob, dude. Like, because you're wearing it on your face. Like, oh God, I'm so happy I'm out of high school because, like, I, you know, I would deserve to be bullied for wearing this. I'm kidding. I don't encourage bullying. Brilliant. But I do encourage, I don't know, good AR glasses. Like, the concept is really, really cool. And I mean, it's cool that, like, Samsung and other companies and Apple are working on it. But, hey, now that we're on the topic of AR glasses, I wanted to push you on something because it's something I'm curious about. I never saw a public response to you from this, but I believe I read a quote once from somebody about your AR glasses leak that it was a quote, complete fiction, end quote.
Oh, was that person, does he rhyme with Flark? Termin?
I believe those were Mark Gurman's words, and I have not seen you come out and say anything about this. And as somebody who is interested in Apple's AR glasses, it does concern me when, you know, two of the top sources right now seem to have completely different ideas about what this product is and when it's coming.
Well, so I think when he was referring to that, it wasn't a Macworld article. What? Who did it? Oh, it was Cult of Mac. It was Cult of Mac. I did a podcast with them. And I, like, briefly referenced a Steve Jobs Heritage Edition thing that not as a real product, but as a marketing thing, not as a real thing that you could buy. And Cult of Mac, in all of their wisdom, wrote a whole article about how John Prosser said there is for sure Steve Jobs Heritage Edition, like, Apple Glass that you'll be able to buy. And Mark followed that up with saying that was complete fiction, that there's not going to be a Steve Jobs Heritage Edition thingy, which is one of those things where you could go back and listen to that Call to Mac podcast. It was like an interview they did with me and hear what I said compared to what they actually wrote in the article. And it was embellished a little bit on their end, but that's what they do. Get the ad dollars. That's fine.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
So as far as I am aware, I still stand by my Apple Glass stuff from, I think it was like halfway through last year, maybe even earlier last year.
Is that your most viewed video?
It is the most viewed public video.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. There are other videos that are unlisted just for the sake of the algorithm, like older videos that collect the wrong data, and I want more like recent videos to be capturing the data. Anyway, that's YouTube stuff. So as far as release, I mean, it's looking like we're gonna get that VR headset first. Mm-hmm. What, next year?
Yeah, I think 2022 is what they're targeting.
I hope that we get, you know how they, I mean, maybe they learned their lesson, but you know how we've gotten looks, like a brief look or mention of an Apple product months ahead of time, mm-hmm. at an Apple event? Like, they'll just sort of tease us and show us.
Yes.
Like they did with the AirPower.
Yes.
I'm worried that they won't do anything like that ever again because of the AirPower situation.
I know.
But I hope that they do. I want to hear or see something about it before a release. I would love to see at least a teaser to the VR headset or the Apple Glass. I would love, love, love to see
Me
it.
Me too. Yeah, I remember when they did that with the Apple Watch. I remember that event. It was in 2014, the event. It was a September event. And I remember so clearly they did the one more thing bit and I was like, yo, this isn't going to be the watch, is it? Because, like, it was just like little rumors. Like, literally, it was just like, there was like one dude that said maybe the watch, but like we thought the watch was years out. And then they were like
the iWatch.
Yeah. Oh, dude, those rumors remember were crazy. Oh,
so
that was like the last old age of Apple rumor. I think the Apple Watch is when there was a pivot as far as, well, because they called it the Apple Watch. That's why. Mm-hmm. You know, we call everything Apple Glass. We would still be calling it
iGlass.
I mean,
have you noticed that everything under Tim Cook has been named with Apple in front of it instead of I?
Which in some cases is great, but I will say I get approached about the iWatch daily by family members. It didn't do any. Like, I'm sorry. It didn't work.
Yeah.
We call it the Apple Watch, but...
I was thinking about this recently. Like, I wonder... Like all the stuff that they do now, like, you know, how things are named Apple, whatever, and the I is sort of gone from products. And unless there was already a product that existed, you know, with like iPad or something that is continued now that still uses that name. There are things that I'm like, well, why did they do that?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there's an explanation like internally that they never, ever mention or never talk about publicly that would make so much sense. Like, I wonder if there was an old Steve Jobs memo that's like that tells us what the I really stands for, so they don't do that anymore because it means something else. Mm-hmm. Or if it is Tim Cook just trying to, like, you know, these are products under Tim Cook, so he's just doing something different. I don't know, but I feel like there's something internally that they do to stay consistent like that. That if we could just hear, it would make so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, Apple is just so boring to put their name in front of like everything. I'm just happy it was like AirPods and not like Apple Pods. The Apple Watch makes sense.
Well, that's another thing it's one of my most popular tweets was explaining that, because people were like, how are they calling AirPods Max pods? Because they're not small. And then I was like, who the fuck said the pods mean small in Apple land?
Yeah.
Like, if in the history of everything for Apple, if the word air is in front of something, it means wireless. And pod historically throughout the company means music. Mm-hmm. And so when people heard that, they went, oh, like, it makes complete sense.
Yeah, it does.
I want that. I want Tim Cook to give me that moment for the reason that they name things the way they are currently.
I'm still waiting on like the iPhone Air. When are we going to see like that iPhone name? That's just like, I mean, I guess we got Pro or Pro Max, but I like the iPhone Air has been that thing that's been rumored for like 12 years. It's like, oh, maybe they'll switch to that. You know, that's actually what they're going to do. Here, exclusive information from my future self somehow.
Yes.
They're going to, whenever they switch the iPhone, so in 2.5 years from now, it'll be like the next super cycle. They're going to go call it iPhone Air, and it's going to be a repeat of the iPhone 10 cycle, where it's like there's one Ultra model and then the two lower end models again, I bet. And it's going to be iPhone Air, all glass, no buttons, no charger. And they're going to, because it's like, what are you going to do? iPhone 16? No, I'm telling you.
They'll just start calling stuff the new iPhone.
See, that would be horrible though. Because
would it be
SEO wise? Oh my God, dude.
Oh yeah. That's where like on Amazon and stuff, you have iPad
and you got a
latest generation.
It's horrible. And I think that they know that the SEO would be God awful. SEO meaning search engine optimization, like titles and stuff.
I'm sure that's their top priority with these products.
Well, I think it's a huge
deal. How's it going to look on Google?
I think that's a big deal.
You think so?
Oh, searchability for a product. If somebody's typing in when you search an image for the new iPhone, it's going to come up with like the iPhone 1.
I hope so.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to ever do that. I hope that they don't. You know, they haven't done it with like a major... I mean, I guess they do with the MacBook Airs and stuff, but it's horrible. It's horrible to find new images and stuff about those because it just comes up with old stuff.
Speaking of the iPhone doing well, what the hell? Because you mentioned a super cycle. Dude, so they passed Samsung again.
Yeah.
In sales.
Yeah. Round of applause. Yeah. It's your number one fan right there, Apple.
But I gotta ask, how the fuck? Like, how? I mean, I'm not surprised, but just this isn't like a statement of how did they pass Samsung? This is just an overall general statement. How did they do so well during COVID? How? Did everyone just get their stimulus checks and like, Apple, obviously, I'm going to buy an iPhone. How did they manage to do a super cycle in the middle of a global pandemic when people can't even pay rent?
That is a good, fair question. And I think it probably comes down to the fact that this has just been like such a hit of nostalgia from the boxy design to like a lot of people needing new phones. Nearly everyone I know has upgraded to the iPhone 12. I feel like.
I mean, think about how they pulled that off though, because they like just dragged themselves over the finish line.
Yeah.
Everything was so messed up behind the scenes with production. I mean, I was reporting even way earlier last year that I was hearing that the phones were going to be delayed till October. Obviously, that ended up happening. And they didn't even get them out at the same time.
Yeah.
The 6.1-inch devices came out, and then it was a staggered release because then the Mini came out in November as well as the Pro Max. And they hobbled over the finish line and still managed to pull a super cycle.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like the new design with like, it was it. Like it was the newest looking iPhone since the iPhone 4 came out. And I think everybody just saw that and everybody had old phones and everybody was just like, maybe it could also be like, hey, I've been on my phone a ton during the pandemic. So why don't I buy a new one? Like, I mean, you could say that about anything because everybody's been inside, but yeah, it is impressive. Like I don't know as well, like how they did that. I don't understand, but
I mean, it explains a lot because so early last year, because a lot of people were asking about other products like the iPad that's about to come out. The iPad Pro was actually scheduled. So it all got fucked up. The iPad Pro 2020 that we got last year was supposed to come out at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. And then the iPad Pro that we're getting next month was supposed to come out at the end of last year. But everything got pushed back. And I was told that all throughout last year that products were being put like set aside, attention that they were getting behind the scenes, because all the focus was going to trying to get the iPhone 12 out the door. And now it makes so much sense because they obviously knew that that they needed to have it done.
They were like, listen, we will run out of money if we don't get this single product out of there. Could you imagine? I'm kind of ready for Apple to go through like some hardship again to like make them question everything and like, I don't know, revamp. Because I feel like that was like what started the next
Steve
bit.
Steve comes back again to save them.
Yeah, Steve comes. God, you're describing every Apple fan's like wettest dream.
Yeah. It's okay, guys.
And then Steve came back. Oh my God.
This episode's pretty great. We can title the episode like exclusive leaks and Steve's back.
And Steve's back.
You're leaking that too? You're standing by that Steve's coming
back? Yeah, 100%. Back. Put it on my Apple track.
Okay, so I think that's it. We're about an hour in. We covered a lot of news. Sorry about the lost episode that you'll never hear.
Never. Never.
You can thank Mark Gurman for that. Yeah. But listen, you can't say that we don't care about you. We already did the work.
Yeah.
We already recorded the episode. We could have just put that out and made you sit through a bunch of irrelevant information. But no, because we love you so much, we sat back down and re-recorded this. Sam, during his busy schedule, his agent had to fit it in. It was this whole thing. Yeah. But we did it for you because we love
you. We love you. You guys are the best. You've supported us. You've been so kind. You are leaving these nice ratings on our podcast every week. You are tweeting us nice things at Genius Barcast. I love it. This has been so much fun. And we just had to sit down to re-record because it's like, what are we going to, we're going to wait till next Monday to talk about all these leaks? Like we can't wait that long.
Can't do that.
So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this one. And it was a pleasure talking with you, John, as always, sir.
All right, we're gonna hang up, and you're gonna privately tell me what your YouTube NDA is.
Oh my God, he hasn't forgotten. I was trying to drag out this outro so he wouldn't bring it up, guys. All right.
No, dude, that's why I'm wrapping this up. That was the first thing I thought. I was like, I gotta ask Sam.
All right, we will not be sharing any details of any NDA ever.
Definitely not.
Because
we would never do something.
Hey, to the lawyers that are gonna come after me. There's one person being sarcastic here, and it's not me. Okay. I've said in clear language multiple times. I plead the fifth. John, it was great talking to you.
All right. Great talking to you. We'll be back next week, maybe, if we decide to come back. Or this is it. This is the last episode ever.
All right. We'll see you then. Okay.